next guest, and I want to have her job. She's a travel expert. She writes for the New York Times. She's had stuff in the Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, you name it. She's been just about everywhere, and she has a column on spring break coming out in the New York Times very, 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 very soon. It is Amy Tara Koch in studio. It's great to see you.
Hey, Pete.
Where did you just come from?
Oh, my gosh. I was just skiing in Austria in the Arlberg in a town called Lech.
Of course you were.
And by the way,
the sound
whacked
of music.
My knee.
Did you go on the hill where Julie Andrews was?
The hills are alive. Could have been one of them. I don't know.
What do you
I
mean
was just
you don't
focusing
know?
On getting down, dude.
What are you talking about?
No, I think that is not exactly that far up where I was.
Okay.
But they may have crossed over that region in their Lederhosen. not sure.
Can you ski? Are you a good skier?
I'm a pretty good skier, but what happens in Europe is they have no, it's very aggressive queuing, and somebody stepped on the back of my ski, and I hurt one of my ligaments, so it's got to get better before I go
I feel like you always have an injury when you come in here.
Really?
Yes.
No, I'm never injured.
Are you okay?
It's just bags, dude, under my eyes.
So explain to people... You go to these places and you write articles on them.
I do. I have such a wonderful job. I get to go to various places. I do a lot of narrative pieces. I just did a big piece on the Dolomites, which was the cover of the New York Times travel section. I do a lot of cities.
Let's not brush over that.
What?
The cover of the New York Times travel section.
Yeah, that was amazing.
You're always on the cover of the travel section. That's a big deal.
It is. It's really exciting.
And it's interesting that you live here in Chicago, but you travel all over the United States and you're in the New York Times.
That's true.
Yeah.
I get to live here. But I don't know if most people understand this, but when you're a freelancer, I'm a freelancer, so I contribute to a lot of outlets.
Mm-hmm.
We pitch all of our own ideas. So it's not like I just get assigned ideas. I come up with the ideas and I pitch them to the editor. I pitch the angle. And it's really all about that headline. That's what I always teach young students about nailing a pitch.
Right.
And two sentences.
Oh, that's so funny. I talk to Curtis, my producer, about that all the time. Don't I, Curtis?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Give me a TMZer so it grabs them right away.
Yeah.
I've gotten better at it, too.
Yeah. Nice job. That's good stuff. So you came back from Austria.
Yes, I was skiing in Austria. It's going to be a huge story, not until November, till our next ski issue is next November.
That was my question. How far ahead do you work? Because this is ski season right now.
Yeah, I mean, some ski stories will come out. We have them coming out through probably March because April is the end of the season.
Okay.
Not that I only write about skiing, of course, but this one is for next November. We work really far in advance.
Wow.
Yeah.
When you go to parties, do people say, okay, you've traveled the world over. What's the number one place I need to check out?
They do. They always ask that. And it's a great question. But the trouble is that I find something fantastic about almost everywhere that I go. And it's like, how do you compare going to Paris to skiing in Austria? How do you compare going to the Caribbean or hiking in Japan? You know, it's so different. There are all these different, there are different experiences.
When I hear Paris, I always think of you and our friend Jane Monsuris.
Yeah.
And I'm going to Paris this summer with my wife and son. We're taking Charlie there.
Oh, good. I have a ton of tips for you.
That's exactly. We're going to Paris in the south of France.
Good.
When he's done with all his camps and basketball and everything.
Good. You're going to have a blast.
Ah, the food.
Oh, yeah.
And the wine.
Yeah.
That's all I care about.
Yeah, well, that's all you should care about, but your wife's probably going to be caring about shopping as well.
You have an article coming out in the New York Times about spring break.
Yes.
This is the time where the parents go, oh my God, what are we going to do for spring break? We need to do something.
Well,
how do you narrow it down?
Well, the story that I wrote is actually how to get the biggest bang for your buck. I mean, you could spend thousands and thousands of dollars. And a lot of people have planned already, believe it or not. Most people have. But this story is really about places that are, you know, the rule of thumb is if you want to not spend a ton of money, don't go to the hot spots where everyone else is going, such as the really popular Caribbean places,
right.
Miami Beach,
Mexico.
European. Well, Mexico actually is a good deal. Popular European cities, find equally compelling places that are a little bit more off the radar. So that's what my story is about.
We just booked spring break last week.
I didn't even book mine yet.
Well, what are you waiting on? Where are you going to go?
Just like this, the whole college process really was so insane with my daughter. I think we narrowed it down. We're going to go to Turks and Caicos because there's a direct flight there, and it's in the Caribbean.
Where is that on a map?
It's in the Caribbean.
Okay.
It's kind of near Curacao, all of these Caribbean islands.
When I hear that, I think of celebrities right away, and just in my mind, it's too expensive. But
it's
you
not,
know how to get there on the
it's
cheap.
It's not. Well, it's so many places have added direct flights now, so it's not crazy expensive. And once you get there, there's also so many ways to use points. You have to finesse all of your mileage and your credit
yeah.
card points. And people save them all and amass them for Christmas break and spring break.
Yep.
And there's so many. In fact, in today's New York Times, my friend Sarah Fershine wrote a wonderful story about how she scored. I think she was talking about Hilton, Hyatt, Bank of America, and two other things. So I would recommend reading that.
We use so many points when we go on vacation. We are going for spring break. We're going to New York.
Good.
Yeah, we're doing that for 4 days.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well,
check out the sites. We're doing, you know, plane on points and hotel on points.
That's amazing. I just discovered something called Points Hound, which is something I signed up for.
I always take notes when you're on.
Down.
Here you go, folks.
Points Hound. I had to go to New York 2 weeks ago, and I booked the Conrad Hotel, which is like a little bit the top tier of the Hilton brand. I got 10,400 American airline points for two nights. My room was $240 a night, and I got 10,400 points. It's a really, it's a Canadian company. They don't do any marketing. And I go to Ann Arbor frequently because I do a lot of mentoring for journalism students.
Michigan?
Yep.
University
yeah.
of Michigan?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, of course I went there. And I booked a graduate. I get like 5,000 points. But anyway.
So is it pointshound.com?
Yes.
What do we do when we go to the website?
All you do is you have to sign up. It's free to sign up.
Okay.
And you look, it depends. Like they only get, they have relationships with United, American, all of these airlines. They're the ones who actually do the points program behind the scenes. But if hotels have not sold rooms, they let this company have those rooms in New York, in L.A., in Europe, in Paris, in London. Well, we have to look at that together.
So why wouldn't a major hotel chain go to, say, Priceline instead of Points Hound? Why are they going to Points Hound?
Points, it's a really good question. Points Hound, I think it's just a different strategy. I don't specialize in that, but Points Hound, the pricing is comparable to a price line. It'll be like 240 room, 240 room.
Wow.
But the added bonus is because they traffic in all of these airline points, they are able to add 10,400 American airline points, which is almost enough for a domestic ticket.
See, I love when you come in because you were almost going to brush over this and I'm like, oh my God, I got to write it down. And this is, these are
you know
such.
What? While we're on that topic, I want to tell you two other things. So if listeners have not booked their spring break yet,
okay.
I am a big fan of signing up for price alerts. And what you can do is you can let these people know. It's Scott's Cheap Flights, Airfare Watchdog, which I've written about quite a bit.
Wait, say that again.
Scott's Cheap Flights.
S-C-O-T-T-S?
Yes.
Cheap Flights.
Yeah, I think you have to subscribe to them, but I think it's free. I'm quite sure it's free. Airfare Watchdog is free, and they send out alerts. If you tell them, I'm looking to go to New York on this date, I'm looking to go to the Caribbean,
oh
but I'm really open to their island, they'll say, oh, there's a deal coming up next Friday, blah, blah, blah. So these price alerts, a lot of the airlines do them as well. You can go on to American, Delta, United, but these three are really great.
Scottscheapflights.com.
Yeah.
Airfarewatchdog.com.
And then there's another one called Secret Flying, which is a bit newer.
I feel like you're giving us some great gems today.
Yeah.
Secretflying.com.
Yes.
So I sign up and say I need to go to New York the 1st of April.
Yeah.
On for something.
Well, it's better to say, like, give
or
them
sometime
the week,
in April.
Be slightly flexible.
Sure.
So you give them between the 1st and the 6th, and they're going to give you, like, weekly alerts, sometimes daily alerts. They all work differently.
Am I flying out at 11 o'clock at night?
Maybe. Who cares? Who cares?
If you're paying $1.50 for a flight,
yeah,
who cares?
Yeah, you like bourbon shots. Have a few before you get on.
How do you know that about me? You've known me long enough.
Facebook.
Amy Terracotta is in studio, New York Times. When does that article come out about spring break?
I think it is coming out not this week, but next week.
Okay, next week.
Yes.
Got it. And I'm sure you'll post that, right?
You
post
it? Okay. I'm going to post that. I want to tell you, are we going to talk about Mexico? Because there's a new place that just opened.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we're not going into a break. We still have time.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay. So I wanted to tell you about, you mentioned Mexico. Mm-hmm. The other way families can really leverage and amortize their money is by booking an all-inclusive. Kids like Charlie's age eat so much, boys more than girls, but everybody does. And quickly, those bills, that adds on. And an all-inclusive, they're usually bigger resorts, and they can be from 3 stars up to 5 stars. And what they do is it's like one-stop shopping. So it's going to be this amount for the room for 4 people or 3 people, and it includes all your meals. Not generally, maybe wine, but not hard alcohol usually. And there's a new place that opened up. It's called the Palladium Resort at Costa Mujeres. It's only 30 minutes from Cancun's hotel zone. So if you fly into Cancun, which is a really easy flight from Chicago, there's something called the hotel zone. And it's these gigantic, it's almost like the Las Vegas of Cancun.
Oh, yeah.
All these gigantic resorts.
I was just there.
Yeah, well, this one is slightly north of that. Literally 30 minutes, which isn't bad, on a gorgeous stretch of beach. And because of that distance, it's less money because it's a brand new hotel. So what we've got here, I have a family of four. The price that I got was $629 for a family of four, but it's all inclusive.
$629 for all four members?
That's for a night.
You're kidding.
No.
Wow.
So there are tons of these in Mexico, and they're a really good deal. A lot of my friends go because the weather in Mexico, it's always kind of a crapshoot at so many places, but not Mexico.
No. Cancun, sunny and 85. That's what you pay for.
Yeah.
I was just in Cancun, and I've told probably a million people since I got back. Cancun is 3 hours and 11 minutes, door to door, easy to get through customs. And you're right. It's like driving down the strip in Vegas. They have so many of these resorts. And a lot are all-inclusive. We did the all-inclusive, and it did include hard alcohol.
Oh, of course.
Tito's, Captain Morgan.
Which one did you say?
It was the Rio Las Americanas.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful.
Yeah. For families, these,
right
all
on the beach.
These all-inclusives are amazing. And another place to think about, if you don't want to spend the $900 a night you're going to spend in South Beach, is going north. Panama City Beach in Northwest Florida has incredible deals. You can spend like $200 a night. They're on the beach. It's a lot less lively than South Beach, but you know, who cares?
How is the weather in Panama City?
So Panama City Beach is usually slightly cooler than Miami. I'm going to say like 73, 74, I'll take any day.
We're all applauding the sun out today, like, and 73. You can walk around in shorts and a t-shirt.
I mean, look, I didn't even bring a coat. I'm schwitzing in here. The other is Sarasota has these beautiful barrier islands that are similar and look to the Keys, to like Key West and Key Largo.
Okay.
And it's in northern Florida. They have white sand beaches, and the lodging right on the beach ranges from like $150 to $250.
Wow.
So it's not glitzy. It's not like South Beach, but it's got the weather, and they're known for their beaches in North.
So you can get a lot of deals still right now to go to Florida or Mexico.
I just recently checked all these prices, and there's availability at all of these places.
I mean, how many times have you been to Florida?
I'm from Florida.
What?
I grew up I went to North Miami Beach Senior High. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You should have seen
the feathered hair. How does a girl from North Miami Beach High go to Michigan?
I don't know why I went to Michigan. I had no college guidance. A friend of mine was there, and I applied, and I got in. And then I met Peter there.
Your husband.
My husband.
Yeah. Then you came to Chicago. Is he a Chicago guy?
He is.
It's funny how the world works, isn't it? It's just crazy. Have you been to Mexico in the last few years?
Yes. I was there. I went with my family. We rented a house with my family and my sister's family in Akumal, which is between Cancun and Tulum.
Wow. It's like you're reading my mind. My buddy just went to Cozumel, and they rented a condo instead of staying in a hotel. And he said he'll do that every single time.
I loved it because I don't like really big resorts personally. I get really, it just makes me anxious having to be in line for the elevator and be in line for everything.
I don't mind it.
Oh, bugs me.
And I love the party at the pool, and you got the beaches and the music.
Yeah, no, it's
fun.
I like both, but I was with my sister's family. We had like 7 kids between us. So the house was great.
And I do want to mention, if you go to Cancun, there's an island right off Cancun. You can take a boat. It takes literally 20 minutes. Very simple. It's called Isla Mujeres.
Oh, yeah.
And you rent a golf cart, and you just go around, and it's just beautiful.
That's...
How would you explain
this
that?
This Costa Mujeres is right near there. This,
really?
This place I'm talking about.
Oh, my God. It's just beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's not that expensive.
Right.
And if you're looking for a quick place. Amy Terracaccia in studio, where people can find you on Facebook and Instagram. Instagram,
yes,
is the best.
Yes.
Yeah.
At Amy Terracaccia. There's a lot of ski photos there right now. Twitter at Amy Terracaccia. Facebook is Amy Terracaccia Journalist.
I'm going to take a break. And if people don't want to go south, if they want to switch it up a little bit, will you have some more
yes,
suggestions?
I do.
All right. More next on 720 WGN. In studio with us is a travel expert. You're going to read about... you're going to read her article on spring break in the New York Times next week. It's Amy Terracaccia. And we're getting text messages about those three sites that you can sign up and get flying alerts to. And I want to mention those. Thank you. What was that? 815 area code. Airfarewatchdog.com.
Right.
Secretflying.com. Scottscheapflights.com. So they can sign up and say, I need to go to San Francisco.
Yeah, I'm going to give you one more. There's a guy who I like very much. Okay. He's got a blog called View from the Wing, which I use as a resource frequently. And View from the Wing, Gary Leff, what he does is he focuses on travel deals and maximizing your miles. He's another resource. The other three that I offered earlier are places that you can go in and put you plug in your destination and your dates, and they're going to give you alerts with a drop or a hike in airfare. Obviously, we want the drop in airfare.
Right.
But Gary Leff, what he's so wonderful at is he's going to tell you, I can bundle my points from Hyatt and my points maybe from my Chase Sapphire card or
yeah,
my American Express.
Yes.
And I'm going to get a deal. And who doesn't want that? So he is somebody who I look to a lot. So he's quoted in my story, and I think listeners should write that down as well.
Viewfromthewing.com.
Viewfromthewing.com. Yes.
Viewfromthewing.com.
Yes.
Wow. That's great stuff, because we all have all these points and we don't know when to use them.
Exactly.
That's the key.
Yeah.
And you mentioned earlier pointshound.com. We were getting text messages about that too. You can sign up and get deals there.
Yeah, exactly. When hotel chains have overage of product and it hasn't sold, they give them to PointsHound, and PointsHound will offer them at the same exact rate that you would pay on Expedia, Kayak, or Priceline, but you're going to get airline points. So I always need thousands and thousands of airline points, because
sure,
when I travel, I change my plans all the time when I'm traveling for the Times, and so I like to be on a mileage ticket. You don't get charged. So I use airfare.
PointsHound.com. So
like,
you can go to PointsHound.com and book, let's say, four nights in New York, and they will give you bonus miles of airfare.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
It's genius. I just got
Why
the
wouldn't you do
well,
that?
I just got the email when I was coming over here. It said, Dear Miss Koch, your 10,000 points just posted. I was like, yes.
That's crazy.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm going to go there for everything now, whenever I need a hotel.
Good. Do it.
You're like, don't get mad at me.
No,
just do it.
Overexcited.
See, this is the stuff that I think that we don't hear about. You're the expert,
so,
and you're giving us a peek inside.
I have a good tip right now for people who love cruises, and Chicagoans love cruises because you can unpack only once and go to multiple destinations. So it's really attractive. Here's what I learned recently. All of the big ship lines like Royal Caribbean, they have the newer ship with all the bells and whistles, the karaoke machine, the racetrack outside, all of these.
Right.
If you book and you can look online and find the date that ship came out. So I'm going to use an example. Royal Caribbean's Oasis of the Seas, which was built in 2009, was recently updated with a lot of the bells and whistles the newer ships have.
Okay.
If you book that ship, a recently refurbished but older ship versus the newer ship with all the bells and whistles.
How much are we
saving?
You're
going to save. I mean, I've got here, the older one is $544 a person, and that's inclusive of your food. And the Symphony of the Seas, which is the brand new ship, is $896. It's $900 a person.
Wow.
So you're saving like $1,400 on a week trip with your family.
They have cruises for everything now. They have the rock and roll cruises. They have the single cruises for people like Curtis. You can pay attention to that. Singles cruises. You know, hey.
All you do is, right. Seriously, go on that older ship, which, my God, if you're partying, you're not even going to notice the bed's older. It's fine.
I want to say Leonard Skinner is doing a cruise very, very soon.
What?
The band Leonard Skinner, they do a cruise.
They do these Three Steps?
Yes. Yes, they do. I mean, these older rock bands, they do these their rock cruises.
My God. Okay.
How do I know that and you don't know that?
I don't
You're
know.
The travel expert.
I love Give Me Three Steps.
Spring break. How about skiing?
All right. So if you're going to ski, first of all, most of the mountains are closing around April 6th, April 9th. So I know in Chicago, our spring break is a bit late. If you're going to go to an Aspen or Jackson Hole or all of those, which I love, it is still very, very expensive. It's top dollar. But if you want to look at Copper Mountain, which is 90 minutes from Denver, you're going to get steep end of season discounts if you book their lodging. So, for example, I looked and a one bedroom condo is $254 a night. And in a one-bedroom condo, mom and dad in one room and stick the kids on the pull-out sofa in the other room. I mean, that is doable.
Copper Mountain, same
and
skiing, just different town.
Kids under 12 ski-free, so you don't need a lift ticket.
Oh, shoot.
Which saves quite a bit
of
money.
Can I lie about my son's too tall? He's taller than me.
I know. I can't lie either. My kids got too tall. So annoying. Super annoying.
They had to grow up.
Jeez. And here's another one. If you go to Mammoth Mountain, which has snow until June, often. It's a crazy, really fun
where
place.
Where is that?
You fly into Reno.
Okay.
But it's in California. They've got deals with a fourth night free and midweek discount. So I looked up a two-bedroom suite at one of the resort lodging. Not fancy, like bare bones, but totally fine. $215.
Wow. What's the name of that mountain?
That's Mammoth Mountain. It's fantastic.
And I can book that in late April if I want to. Mammoth Mountain.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's great. I love skiing. I never have enough time to do it. I know
Hang
you're
out
looking
with
at
me.
I just can't get
I'm going
away.
To Zermatt next.
I don't even know what that
Switzerland.
Means.
Switzerland.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Of course you are. anything else for spring break?
Yeah, I think the one other thing I would say is off-peak visits to U.S. national parks are really, really wonderful. A lot of the parks have lodging inside, such as Zion and Grand Canyon. Both of them are sunny in late March. It's not really hot. It's going to be in the 60s, but you've got sun. So you can go biking. You can do mountain biking. You can do hiking.
Wow, that's a great suggestion.
And it's so much less expensive. For example, Zion, I think you have to book a year in advance. It is such a long list, wait list for the staying in the park in the summertime. Everything in the summertime. So here you're going to skip all the crowds, get nature. And it's just, we've done that before. I've done that with my family. And also Smoky Mountains, which I absolutely love, has very inexpensive lodging in Pigeon Forge and Gatlinburg. That's in Tennessee.
Wow.
For the Great Smoky Mountains. So if you like nature and you like active trips, that's affordable.
Oh my gosh. You gave us some great stuff today. This could be your best appearance.
Can I get some of this wine? As a thank you.
Tuesday is National Wine Day. Do you want the red or the white?
Mix. Let's mix it.
Can you drink on these trips? Are you taking notes? What are you doing when you travel?
I actually have a steno pad that I stick down my ski pants because I take notes while I'm skiing. I pull over. I take pictures. If you're in Austria, you have to do shots of schnapps. You must.
I didn't know that.
It's essential.
What kind of schnapps are
you? I did apricot. I loved it.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really yummy.
I'll drink just about anything.
Yeah.
The pointshountain.com, and again, those flight websites, viewfromthewing.com, scottscheapflights.com, airfarewatchdog.com, secretflying.com. I love to get the travel
secrets. Here's the thing. You have to do your homework if you don't want to pay top dollar. You've got to amortize your points, amortize your miles, look for the deals, and look, be a little bit of flexible in terms of your dates or your departure time. 11 o'clock at night, who cares?
Amy Tara Koch, finder on Instagram and Facebook. You're the best. Thank you for coming
in. Thanks, Pete.
And we'll check out the New York Times next week for your spring break article. News is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. It is 720 WGN.